Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr. with Alsperity Private Wealth. Your retirement dreams can become reality if you have a plan. I specialize in retirement and legacy planning. We provide custom solutions to help you navigate through your finances today while helping you build a strong financial portfolio for tomorrow. Take control of your financial future. Call me, Mike Venaria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Alsperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Well, President Trump had a lot to say today, and Japan announced a huge investment in the United States of America. And Trump said Pete Hegseth absolutely has to be confirmed as defense secretary. I could not agree more. A little bit later in the show, we'll hear from somebody that knows Pete personally and served with him, and he couldn't agree more. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. It is Monday, 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. And our Christmas Spectacular is coming up on Friday at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Our last show of the year. And as of right now, there are no shows scheduled for next year, so make sure you join us for that. It's going to be a lot of fun, all right? So put it on your calendar this coming Friday, Grand Hotel of Cape May, our last show of the year, and our Christmas extravaganza spectacular on ice performance, all right? We're going to have a lot of fun. Oh, and if you are wondering, you know, where things stand, you heard in the CBS News report about Trump saying he likes the polio vaccine. He always believes in it. Then they bring up Robert F. Kennedy. Look, bottom line is this. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is going to go in and challenge by asking questions, but he's the HHS secretary. And everybody needs to realize something. Ultimately, he reports to the president of the United States of America, and ultimately, there's a Congress, and so everybody has to relax here, okay, about all these cabinet picks. Relax. There's still a boss. The boss is Donald Trump, all right? And as you know, he appreciates being the boss, and he appreciates making decisions on major, major, very controversial topics. So just keep that in mind, obviously, as things go on. And of course, the big story continues to be the drones. What's in the sky and what's going on as we continue to be gaslit by our government? And this has now become an issue that is going to play big in the 2025 race for governor of New Jersey, because people have had it with the lies and the gaslighting. You know, on the one hand, you got John Kirby saying these things have not been spotted over any of our secure facilities, but we have the commanders of both Picatinny Arsenal and Naval Weapons Station Earl both saying, no, 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 we've seen them over us. Absolutely, they've been flying over us. So we're being lied to. There's no answers, only more questions. And a little bit later, we'll talk to my buddy Mike Ganimore, who's a New Jersey assemblyman. He's been all over this, too. But the candidates who are running for governor, their responses have ranged from everything from banning personal drone use to calling up the New Jersey National Guard and having them shoot these things out of the sky. And Trump was asked about the UFOs earlier today, and he spoke. And he said, look, the government knows what they are. The government's not telling us what they are. And what's the reason for that? But I told you on Friday he came out during the show and he said we should either get answers right now or shoot them out of the sky. That's exactly what people want to hear. There's also been a school shooting at a Christian school in Madison, Wisconsin today. Three dead, including the suspected school shooter. We don't have any details as to who the shooter is. They are going to have an update on that. We'll do our best to bring it to you. The fact that it's a Christian school so close to Christmas makes me wonder if we'll ever get any information out of the of who the shooter really was. You remember we had the shooting at that Christian school in Nashville, and the shooter turned out to be a trans lunatic, Christian, white-hating, mad person. So, but there was a manifesto, and the manifesto was begrudgingly released only after Steven Crowder got his hands on it, and ultimately it was finally released, and we got more information about it. But it was a big cover-up for a while. You know, they tried to cover up the motivations of this person because it was an anti-Christian person, and I don't know if that's the case with this school. We don't know yet. They said they think the shooter attended school there, but of course that doesn't necessarily mean that it was related to Christianity or not related. We just don't know. So we'll hopefully find out and get some answers for you before the show ends today. But that's obviously a very major story coming so close to Christmas. This person probably wanted to send a message, is my guess. You know, my guess on that, obviously, as we go on here. And also, too, Mayorkas, that jackass who runs the Homeland Security Department for now, says that he doesn't really have much to say on the drones. There's no threat, but he does the whole but thing. And then Trump today came out and said he's going to demand a cease and desist. So the Biden administration will immediately stop selling supplies meant for the border wall. Good. Absolutely. Oh, and speaking of legal action, over the weekend, it was announced that ABC News, which is the parent company of Good Morning America, and ABC's parent company, Disney, and Disney's parent company, China, so ABC, Disney, China, and the unbiased journalist, George Stephanopoulos, will have to pay Donald Trump's presidential library $15 million in a defamation suit tied to the time that the unbiased journalist George Stephanopoulos proceeded to lie about President-elect Donald Trump and say that he was convicted of rape in the E. Jean Carroll defamation suit. He was never convicted of rape. That was not what the case was about. And he repeatedly lied when he had Congresswoman Nancy Mace on over and over and over again. And now ABC, Disney, China, and the unbiased journalist George Stephanopoulos will have to cough up $15 million, which will go towards the Trump presidential library, which I know will never be after Bill because he's never going to leave, because he's going to be a dictator for life and never, ever leave. So why would they need a presidential library since he's going to live to be 1,000 years old and be reigning in power until his last dying breaths 1,000 years from now? I don't know. But on the off chance he does leave at the end of his term and does go forward with a presidential library, the unbiased journalists in ABC, Disney, China will have to pay $15 million towards it. So there's that. Which is great, because it was just a flat-out lie by Stephanopoulos, a flat-out lie that the corporate media just pushed out there, that Trump had been found liable for raping E. Jean Carroll. That's not true. That's not what happened. That was a complete and utter spin by the corporate media. And you know the thing about most public figures is that they would just take it. They'd be like, I'm a public figure. There's nothing I can do. Not Trump. Oh, no. He says, the hell with that. I'm going to fight back. I'm going to sue your ass, and I'm going to win. And he does, and there's just so much winning. So much winning. He just doesn't stop with the winning. I mean, come on already. I love that. That was my favorite story from over the weekend. I really enjoyed that very, very much. But what did he have to say regarding the drones earlier today? And also, too, he talked about small business optimism. He talked about the economy in general and his pledge to lower the corporate tax rate. He talked about the Biden administration, as I mentioned, selling off parts of the wall. And he also talked about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. being a very rational guy. In fact, actually, let's begin there, since you heard the news report about him and the polio vaccine and everything else. Let's begin there at Mar-a-Lago Estate in Palm Beach, which is the president's home, where he lives, where the FBI once raided his home. which will lead to the ouster of the disgraced FBI director Christopher Wray, and hopefully the arrival of Kash Patel, who will go in and transform that agency and shake out all the swamp creatures and expose everybody for who they are. By the way, we're streaming live on YouTube, 1210WPHD.com. I do have a new backdrop. It's wrinkled, but the wrinkles will come out. So just relax, Tony Bruno and Miss Robin. Okay, here's Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Let's begin there. Cut number seven.
Two quick questions. First, on vaccines, do you want RFK Jr. to revoke any vaccines?
No, I want him to come back with a report as to what he thinks. We're going to find out a lot. We're doing two things. We're going to have tremendous cost savings that will come out of this. That's a minimum. And we're also going to have, and I think, very serious discussions about certain things, whether it's pesticides. Europe doesn't use pesticides, and yet they have a better mortality rate than we do. They don't use pesticides. In fact, they use it as an excuse not to take our farm product. We spend billions and billions of dollars on pesticides. And something bad's happening. Again, you take a look at autism today versus 20, 25 years ago, it's like not even believable. So we're going to have reports. No, nothing's going to happen very quickly. I think you're going to find that Bobby is he's a very rational guy. I found him to be very rational. No, nothing, you're not going to lose the polio vaccine. That's not going to happen. I saw what happened with the polio. I have friends that were very much affected by that. I have friends from many years ago, and they have, obviously, they're still in not such good shape because of it. You know, that was, and many people died. And the moment they took that vaccine, it ended. Dr. Jonas Salk did a great job, so I don't anticipate that at all.
Now, let's think about pesticides. Let's think about things in our food. Let's think about the crappy food supply. There's actually a teenager right now who's suing Big Food because he has diabetes, and he's claiming that the crap that you're putting in the food has led to my bad health. Now, look, it's different because he's a minor, so you don't know how much of this was his choice versus what his parents fed him, et cetera. And obviously, everybody has a choice what they put in their mouth. But there is a real question here of where we draw the line between the crap that goes into our food that the government gives an okay to. If we have regulatory agencies, what is their purpose? And we don't have them, and it's just, you know, everybody makes up their own choices, and everybody, then, well, that's a different story. But if you have regulatory agencies, and the regulatory agencies are looking into these things, well, then the regulatory agencies have to figure out why so many people are getting sick. Otherwise, you don't need to have regulatory agencies. Just don't, you know, save the money. Save the money and then let people figure it out on their own. So that's one of the examples of the kind of things that Kennedy's going to look into. But there's a lot of layers to this. And let's not forget something, too. There's the FDA, which Dr. Marty Makary is going to be running. There's the CDC, which Jay Bhattacharya is going to be running. There's a lot of different layers to the health industrial complex, even just within our own government, obviously. And then we have the military industrial complex, which is trying to stop Pete Hegseth. And we have the lies that are coming from them that they don't know what these things in the sky are. Over the weekend, I had lots of notes from people, and I'd love to hear from you this weekend. We had a full moon. It was a full moon over the weekend. So maybe you went out there UFO hunting. I saw an article written by this woman in the Wall Street Journal, who she and a couple of her fellow moms went out in the skies of Jersey over the weekend and went UFO hunting. Maybe you did the same thing. If you did, the number's 855-839-1210. Would love to hear from you. Let me know what you experienced. Let me know what you encountered. You can also tweet at Rich Zeoli. But I want to hear. Give me your story. Let me know what you heard out there. But don't BS a BSer. You know, I know, and they know that we know what these things are. They know what these things are. So I don't buy this whole idea. They think they're keeping it a secret from us, whatever that reason is. Here's what President-elect Donald Trump had to say regarding drones. Cut number nine.
Hello, I love the drones. Good to see you.
Thank you. Good to see you. Good to see you.
Can you comment on the drones that are flying around New Jersey ports? It seems like the American people have a big disconnect.
The government knows what is happening. Look, our military knows where they took off from. If it's a garage, they can go right into that garage. They know where it came from and where it went. And for some reason, they don't want to comment. And I think they'd be better off saying what it is. Our military knows and our president knows. And for some reason, they want to keep people in suspense. I can't imagine it's the enemy, because if it was the enemy, they'd blast it out. Even if they were late, they'd blast it. Something strange is going on. For some reason, they don't want to tell the people. And they should, because the people are really... I mean, they happen to be over Bedminster. They're very close to Bedminster. I think maybe I won't spend the weekend in Bedminster. I've decided to cancel my trip.
Have you received an intelligence briefing on the drones?
I don't want to comment on that.
Do you have any reason to think they're a threat?
Two quick questions.
He doesn't want to comment on that. I don't blame him. But I think what he's saying is they know what they are. And we know that. We all know that. We know that they know. And now what you're just doing is you're just fostering people to, well, either you're making people think that they're crazy and they're not seeing what we know what we're seeing. Or number two, they're just making people nervous unnecessarily. Whatever it is, if it is the government, just come out and tell us already and shut up about it. All right. Just tell us the truth, and then we can all move on with our lives. If it's the military, tell us it's the military. We'll be fine. We'll be fine. And then the enemy can be so impressed by how advanced our technology is for a change. That would be nice. But the gaslighting continues. The lying continues. Alejandro Mayorkas, who's a disgrace as the Department of Homeland Security loser that he is, trying to sell off the border wall before he leaves office. Really pathetic. Over the weekend, this is what he had to say, and he talked about how there is no threat, but this is cut number 12.
President-elect Donald Trump, he just called on the Biden administration for you guys to either release any information it has about these mysterious drone sightings or shoot the drones out of the sky. How do you respond to the president-elect?
Well, first of all, the statements I've made already are the principal message that I want to communicate to the American public. We haven't seen anything unusual. We know of no threat. Secondly, we have gone to Congress repeatedly asking for more authority to counter drone activity. And we have also asked for more authority to give to the state and local officials under our supervision, because it correctly notes those authorities need to be expanded.
Okay, so there's no threat, but, all right, no threat, but, and then he goes after Jeff Andrew, he goes after Congressman Jeff Andrew, and this is what really annoys me. If you're not going to tell us what they are, then how do you tell us what they aren't, all right? Now, he says, and this is bizarre, you got to pay attention now, the government doesn't have the authority to shoot down the drones. The federal government doesn't have the authority to shoot them down. You heard what President-elect Trump said. He said, well, I would imagine if it's the enemy, they'd shoot them down. But the Secretary of Homeland Security says we don't have that authority. I mean, who do we have to check in with? The United Nations? The WEF? The bond villains over at the World Economic Forum? The World Bank? I mean, who? I thought we were a sovereign nation. So if it's over our skies, I figured we can do whatever the hell we want to do, actually. Maybe not. Clearly not. Cut 13.
We're not being told the truth. They are dealing with the American public like we're stupid. They don't know what it is. They don't know what it's about. They haven't taken one down to analyze it. They have no idea where it comes from, but they know that it's not that. I mean, that's nonsense. They do not know what they're doing. Why don't they take one of them down, analyze it, and let us know what's really happening?
What do you say to the Congress?
Well, first of all, we have experts, and he should not diminish the extent of their expertise and the extent of their dedication to the well-being of the American people. These are individuals who dedicate their careers to the safety and security of the United States of America, number one. Number two, it's not as though anyone can just take down a drone in the sky. That in and of itself would be dangerous.
Do you have the authority to shoot down drones?
Our authorities are very limited. That is precisely why we have gone to Congress to expand those authorities. Our authorities are limited by the United States Coast Guard in the maritime environment, the United States Secret Service in its protection of our national leaders.
What?
The U.S. Customs and Border Protection with respect to the border. We have various authorities that are discreet to the particular missions. We can't just shoot a drone out of the sky.
But do you know for sure these are drones or unmanned aircraft? What are they?
We believe that there are cases of mistaken identity where drones are actually small aircraft and people are misidentifying them. They're very well maybe drones in the sky, of course, but those are commercially available. One can go into a convenience store and buy a small drone. There are also commercial drones as well. But we know of no threat.
Stop. Somebody can go into a convenience store and buy a drone. You think that's what we're seeing over the skies of Jersey right now? Some guy went into a Wawa and bought it. First of all, I've never even seen one in a convenience store. That's number one. But number two, if they can buy a drone in a convenience store, then it's the size of this phone in my hands, and it lasts about maybe 5 minutes at best after you give it a charge because it's a crappy piece of junk made in China. And my son's got a few of these for his birthday over the years, and they're a tiny little thing, like a Spider-Man one, and they don't last. That's not what we're talking about. I mean, come on, Mayorkas. You can go into a 7-Eleven and buy a drone. Maybe that's what we're seeing out there. Or maybe it's just airplanes. Either way, this is called gaslighting. You know what you see with your own eyes, but they want you to believe that you're crazy. Don't believe your own eyes. These people are the biggest freaking liars on earth. Go ahead with that clip, please.
Sorry, that was all of it.
That was all of it? Fine. Enough. That's perfect. Perfect. Commercial drones the size of cars are what we're seeing, which cost, yes, thousands of dollars. That little crappy drone that there's a Spider-Man drone that you might be able to get at the Wawa or 7-Eleven or wherever, the convenience store. Nobody can see that outside of their own home, period. Certainly not over the skies, and they certainly don't go dark when New Jersey State Police helicopters approach them because they're not going up that high. This is what we call lying. I got a lot more on this for you. We're just getting warmed up. We have a great guest joining us, though, in a few minutes, so I'm excited about that. But this is and continues to be the big story of the day, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, VanariaDental, VanariaDental.com. We are almost to the end of the year. Do you have unused dental benefits? Because if you do, well, you got to reach out to Dr. Mike today and use those benefits now. Use them or lose them, okay? So 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020. Over the weekend, the Army-Navy game, and a big upset, by the way, in the Army-Navy game. It was a great game. Loved watching it. It was a lot of fun. Daniel Penny was a guest of Vice President-elect J.D. Vance in his box at the Army-Navy game. And the left freaked out that Daniel Penny would be there. And J.D. Vance said, look, this guy has been through hell. And he never should have been put in this position. And I want to say thank you to him. And he's a Marine. J.D. Vance is a Marine. He served our country. And I want to say thank you to him. My next guest coming up is going to talk about the role that Jordan Neely's father played in his own death. We'll talk about that with my special guest coming up straight ahead. We got a lot to talk about on the show today. Drones, drones, drones. The latest on the school shooting in Madison, Wisconsin. 855-839-1210. On X at Rich Zeoli and streaming live on YouTube for your watching enjoyment. We're coming right back.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
All right, welcome back. Glad you are here today, Monday. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is on Capitol Hill today. He's about to meet with senators, starting with Senator Rick Scott, and going from there. So the HHS pick, who, of course, does not have the backing of Mitch McConnell and the other swamp creatures. We'll cover that for you as the show goes on today. Just want to remind you, Friday, live in Cape May, Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, for our last show of the year, our Christmas Spectacular. It's going to be fun. It's also my last day of the year, so hopefully you'll come out and watch the show and enjoy it. And it's a Friday, and then we start, of course, Christmas week after that, and then New Year's week. And so that's the kind of time in radio that gets a little funky with fill-in hosts and guest hosts. And I don't know what I'll be doing, but all I know is Friday is my last official show of the year on PHT. I'm not going anywhere next year. I'm just saying until after the new year. So make sure you join us on Friday and at Cape May at the Grand Hotel. Kennedy just went going through the metal detectors now. He just got a sweep there. They swept him at the metal detectors, and he's going through right now as we speak. But just kind of funny to me. They're making him go through the metal detector. Like, what do you think? Like he's packing or something? But I guess they got to do that to everybody. Nonetheless, we're also awaiting an update on the school shooting that happened in Madison, Wisconsin today. Kennedy's got a number of looks like, I don't know if they're Secret Service or what, but he's got a bunch of heavily armed people around him. I would imagine he needs it because there's a lot of crazy people out in the world, and we see that all the time. But now he's in the Senate office building, and he's going to go on Capitol Hill. If he speaks, we'll bring it to you live. We have Fox News queued up, of course, and they keep asking him, what is your view on abortion? What is your view on the polio vaccine? Do you still believe child autism? Mr. Kennedy's not answering any questions. He's just walking down the hallway. Good for him. Don't. Just go meet with the senators and don't talk to these people because none of them have your best interest at heart, and they all just want to, you know, destroy this guy. So, but you heard Trump. Trump's backing him. And look, he's a disruptor. So is Dr. Marty Makary. So is Jay Bhattacharya. These guys are disruptors. Their job is to go in there and make people very uncomfortable by asking questions because science is about asking questions. Aisha Hosni just gave a report and she's speaking right now. And she's saying basically like he was asked questions like, are you going to revoke vaccines or anything? But nobody, he didn't give any answers on that. And maybe he'll give a press conference later. I highly doubt it, though. All right. So back to the drone issue for you. And I know that you may have had some experiences with them over the weekend. So let me hear your story and what you saw. And can you believe the level of gaslighting? That's really the first question I have. In addition to what you've seen with your own eyes, can you believe the gaslighting that they are telling us now? This could be a drone you bought at a freaking convenience store along with a cup of coffee and a tasty cake. Like, come on already. Stop it. Peter's in Bucks. Peter, you're on Talk Radio 1210.
Hey, Pete.
Pete, are you there? Yo, Pete.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, well, then start talking.
All right. Listen, we're up in Bucks County, right, Dom?
Yeah.
We've got probably 40 square acres of lights up here in northern Bucks County. We do it every year. All right. And they're everywhere. They're everywhere, and they're in a teepee fashion. So they look like little igloos all over the place, 50 square acres. So the minute the drones start, I look out, and I'm starting to see them. The other thing we have up here is we have a flock of 60 turkeys up here that coincidentally disappeared when the lights went on, when the Christmas lights went on, and the drones started showing up. The turkeys disappeared.
Well, you don't think that had anything to do with Thanksgiving, do you?
It was post-Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
They did not disappear for Thanksgiving. What they do is they migrate to everybody's backyard. At Thanksgiving, they want protection.
Right.
But then all of a sudden, so, you know, if you're going to believe the federal government, you might as well believe this. You know, they come down, they look down, they think this is just another battle station out in our galaxy. They look down, they got free food. They ate our turkeys.
So like the immigrants eating the dogs and cats, the aliens are eating our turkeys.
They're eating our turkeys.
All right. Well, listen, I mean, turkeys.
And we had them named. We had them all named. I mean,
yeah,
we're devastated.
See, if I was an alien, I would not go for turkey. It happens to be very dry meat. I only eat it on Thanksgiving. And I try to avoid it the rest of the year. But, you know, there's no accounting for taste buds, right?
Look, I can't validate any of this. You know, it all happens like a dream.
Nope. Listen, at this point, dismiss nothing. That's one thing I think we've all learned is dismiss nothing.
This is as credible as what we're hearing. That's all I'm telling you.
Of course. Absolutely. Look, what you just said sounds more realistic than what Mayorkas just said. Like, I'm more inclined to believe that aliens are coming down and eating our turkeys than the federal government doesn't know what these things are and can't shoot them out of the sky if necessary. You know what I mean?
Well, what would you think if you got up in the morning after all this? The lights go out at like 1 or 2 in the morning when everybody shuts. Well, if you get up there, there's your lights out, and there's a pile of turkey feathers, and a turkey's gone.
There you go.
I mean, That's more credible than what they got.
I agree. Pete, thank you for the call. Appreciate it, buddy. Drone sighting shut an airspace over an shut the airspace over an Ohio military base. This has gone beyond New Jersey now. But look, New Jersey is interesting because we have a governor's race next year. We're one of two states, New Jersey and Virginia, that have races for governor. And I've been watching all the major party candidates, the major candidates for the nomination coming out and giving statements and putting videos out there. And for his royal ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable, Murphy, the governor, he doesn't care. He's not looking at the eyes of New Jersey, the skies of Jersey. He's looking at the skies of Iowa. They're giving an update on this deadly Wisconsin school shooting. I do want to jump in here and take a listen to this. The chief of police in Madison, Wisconsin, they say at least three people have been killed. I want to find out if they have any updates on the motivation of the shooter. This is, again, it was a Christian school. So I'm curious if this is related similar to the shooting at the Nashville school, which had a anti-Christian motivation to it, hatred, obviously. So I don't know if they're doing it now. Go ahead.
Under these circumstances, I'll just give you a minute to start your live streams or do whatever you need to do. And while you're doing that, my name is Chief Sean Barnes, S-H-O-N-B-A-R-N-E-S. I'm currently the Chief of Police for the Madison Police Department. I'll be providing a brief update of the school shooting that we had today in Madison. There is some information that we're not going to release because it's still an ever-evolving situation. You'll hear from some of our representatives from our city and from our county. And behind me are a lot of people who came together today to make sure that the day ended well and that everyone else was safe. So with that being said, I'll go ahead and start my remarks. Today truly is a sad day for Madison and for our country. It is a day that I believe will live in our collective minds for a very, very long time. Here are the details. Today at 10:57 a.m., our team was called to the Abundant Life Christian School in reference to an active shooter. We know that three people are dead, including the suspect shooter. We know that the suspect shooter was a teenage student who attended the school. At this time, we are not releasing the age or gender of the student or any other identifying remarks about the student. Two other people have died. That died were a teacher and a teenage student. Six other people were injured. Two students are now in critical condition in the hospital. And these injuries are considered life-threatening injuries. Four students are also at other area hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries. But these are just the physical injuries that we know about. We know that this was the middle of the day of a school day, and so there will be other injuries that we'll have to face for a very, very long time. And we're going to do everything we can as a community to heal those injuries as well. Many of you have asked me about the why of this. Why did this happen? What do we know? What was the motivation? I do not know. But I will tell you this. Our detectives are working hard in the investigative process to find out as many answers as we can so that we can further prevent these things from happening, not only in this community, but in other communities around our country. I think we can all agree that enough is enough. And we have to come together to do
everything
we can.
All right, we can jump out of this. I was hoping that we would get something about the motive of the shooter, but obviously we don't know. They don't know anything yet, so there's no point in listening to this, obviously. But hopefully the detectives will determine what the motive is and we'll figure it out if there's a manifesto or the shooter left a note or something like that. And we'll keep you updated, obviously, as the show goes on today. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Let me go to Barbara is in Media PA. Barbara, how are you?
Thanks. Thanks for the follow up of that.
Yeah, but, no problem.
Saturday, I went out with my daughter to look at the meteor shower, the full moon, and the drones. And we live very close to Lynn Villa Orchard, so it's dark there. Mm-hmm. And she had an app that you can see radar, so you can determine if it's a helicopter or a plane. And there were they were definitely drones, and they were big. The one had a light on it, like you see in a stadium. And all of a sudden, we thought we were seeing the school light, and all of a sudden, it disappeared. And these things, they were flying all over the place. They were low and just everywhere. It was insane.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt about it. And do you think that they were the kind of drones that somebody got at the Wawa?
Oh, God, no. They were like the one that had that light on it. It was huge, mm-hmm. absolutely huge. And it's insulting to our intelligence to tell us, oh, nothing there.
Right. You know? Right. It's insulting to our intelligence, and I'm so tired of them lying to us about this. Barbara, thank you for the update. Anything else you want to add?
No, but thank you very much for taking the call, and I hope you can get to the bottom of this.
Because I appreciate
it's creepy. It's
yeah,
really
no, it is.
Creepy.
It is. It is. And thank you. And this and what it is it's freaking gaslighting is what it is. Gaslighting is the term when somebody tells you that what you're seeing with your own eyes isn't true and you're crazy. And you see it with your own eyes and they go, ah, you're nuts. You go, I'm not nuts. I know exactly what I'm seeing here. No, you're crazy. No, I'm not. So that's what gaslighting is. And for them to tell us that you were just mistaking these for aircraft, or they're possibly drones that some kid bought at the 7-Eleven or a convenience store or Wawa, whatever, it's ridiculous. It's beyond ridiculous. Here's a clip for you. This is an ABC News report with David Muir. David Muir. Can't believe that guy still has a job. But a naval weapons station in New Jersey has confirmed multiple instances of drones in its airspace. Remember last week, John Kirby, the secretary of the national security spokesperson, coming out and saying, we've had no incidents of them going over our secure facilities. Remember that? The commander of Picatinny Arsenal up in North Jersey has confirmed at least 11 or 13 over his skies. And this is the report, cut number 10.
The growing frustration of the number of mysterious drone sightings growing now as far south as Maryland. Already, of course, sightings in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Connecticut. And news tonight, a confirmed sighting of drones over a naval weapons station in New Jersey. And New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy now asking President Biden directly for help. Here's Ariel Reshef.
Tonight, mounting frustration and alarm as even more states in the Northeast report swarms of those unexplained aircraft dotting the skies.
The people of this city and state and region deserve answers of what the heck is going on.
From New York to Connecticut to the Philadelphia suburbs, increasing reports of drones hovering overhead.
Drone number two.
Maryland's former governor posting on X, he saw dozens of large drones over his own home right outside the nation's capital. And today, a naval weapons station in New Jersey confirming multiple instances of drones crossing into its airspace, but saying they did not pose a threat. Tonight, New Jersey's governor appealing directly to President Biden, saying the continued reports of unmanned aircraft system activity has raised more questions than answers. And overnight, New Jersey Senator Andy Kim out with police to see for himself. You can see lights of apparent drones above him.
We're seeing just a number of different drones, probably four or five that we can see right now at any given time, flying low over the ridgeline here.
David, tonight authorities warning residents not to approach any drones that may land in your area. Instead, call 911.
Call 911. That's the other thing, too, right? We don't think these things are dangerous, but if one lands in your backyard, call a hazmat team. Call the bomb squad. Just don't go anywhere near it on your own. I mean, these people are absolutely amazing, aren't they? They really are. It's just rich. It is so rich. All right. Dr. Mike Veneria, great friend, great dentist, the master of dental implants. He is my dentist. I was just at his office this week for my cleaning, or last week, excuse me, for my cleaning and my checkup. And he did a great job. This is the end of the year. All right. Now, a lot of people don't realize it, but they have dental benefits. You might be leaving them on the table, and then it all resets on January 1. Don't do that. you might be able to get in to see Dr. Mike. Just call his office today, 856-786-2020, or go to VeneriaDental.com. Two locations to serve you, excuse me, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Dr. Mike has been recognized among his peers as a master of dental implants for over 10 years, 10 consecutive years. And my entire family goes to Dr. Mike, too, because the level of care and expertise is second to none. So what are you waiting for? Reach out to Dr. Mike today. Get the smile you deserve from a great guy with great music playing in the office and great people there ready to take care of you. Complicated dental implants are his specialty. He is known and regarded as the master of dental implants, referred by his own peers for complicated dental work. So, Dr. Mike Veneria, your choice. Take advantage of those year-end benefits, VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Continuing along the show today, it's Monday and big week ahead for us at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey on Friday. So make sure you come out and join us for our last show of the year. We'd love to have you there. I would absolutely love to see you. And we don't have any shows set up for next year, so we got to remember that. This could be the last one. You just never know. You just never know. Maybe the aliens will come and take us all. Maybe this is a precursor to something big. All I know is seize the day. And join us in Cape May. That rhymes. Now I feel like Ed and Del Ran. Rob is in Philadelphia weighing in on the drones. Rob, whoa.
Hey, Rich.
How's it going?
How's it going? You remember me, right?
No, I don't.
This is Rob McCabe. I told your producer.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry, Rob. No one told me who you were. How you doing, buddy?
Rob. Oh, good, 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 man. So I'm
of course I remember. You used to work here. You used to work here. Those are the good old days.
Of course. But I'm calling because, hey, you know my parents, too. And my father's
they're great
a straight
people.
Shooter. My mom,
they're wonderful
my mom's
people.
A little nuts, but my dad's a straight shooter.
Oh, you and stop it. Just, Mama McCabe is great.
But they just got back from a cruise in Mexico, okay? And on their way back, they were in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico. No other boats around. Like, they were on their way back to the States. And my father called my mother out to the balcony because there was a huge bright light in the sky that was doing formations over the ship. It did like a big square. And my mother said it took off at an incredible speed. And then it came back, and it did the same exact formation over top of the ship, and then again took off at an incredible speed. Hmm. Now, like, the thing that really gave me the chills were they had just left the Mayan pyramids that day. So they just visited Mayan pyramids, and something was following the ship. And I mean, I believe my father. Like I said, if my mother said it, it'd be like, okay. But both of them saw it. Both of them saw it. And, like, to the point where they both have this look on their face, like, I don't know what I saw in the middle of the ocean, you know? And it wouldn't even be, like, a private drone that they saw, because you wouldn't be able to get something like that on a cruise ship.
Right.
You know, it's just far-out stuff. So I just wanted to share that story with you. And again, you know my parents, and it gives a little bit of credence to you know, what I just said.
No, listen, they're very, very normal people, your parents. I've met them a few times. I've had the pleasure of hanging out with them at parks for their comedy shows. And no, they're good. They're good people. I take their word for it. It's just crazy. And did any ship official personnel say anything, comment on anything like that?
No. And again, it's one of those things where they kind of didn't say anything the next day on the ship. You know what I mean? Like at breakfast tables or anything. I was like, why didn't you say anything? Did you talk to anyone else? Did anybody else see it? But they kind of stayed in their own little, you know, but they both swear to God that they saw something that they can't explain.
Rob McCabe, good to hear from you, buddy. Keep in touch. I appreciate you still listening to the show.
Oh, of course, Rich, always.
All right, brother. Thank you.
Always.
Rob was great. He was a great member of the sales team and a good guy and fun to hang out with. So nice to hear from him again. All right. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli in the 4 o'clock hour. New Jersey Assemblyman Mike Ganimort's going to join us. He'll give us the latest on what he thinks these drones are based on any information that he's gotten as a member of the legislature and more of your thoughts and more of your phone calls. But listen, Friday is a big day for us. It is our last show of the year at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, and I want to see you there. The Grand Hotel is my happy place for a reason. The reason is it's a great place to go, especially Christmas time. Christmas in Cape May is magical. In fact, somebody was asking me today, do they go all out for Christmas in Cape May? Yes, they go all out. It's amazing. It's beautiful. It really is. They do a great job. So you're going to love it. You're going to love the fact that the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey gets all gussied up for it as well. So join us. Now, they have a couple of specials coming up that you might be interested in. First of all, I know the kids are going to be on winter break soon. What do you do with them? Take them to the Grand Hotel. They'll love the indoor heated pool. They'll love the game room. And you'll love the fact that Hemingway's restaurant is right on site and they have a bar. Yes, because, of course, with the kids, you know, you might need one. But anyway, you're going to love the food. You'll love the people. And you'll also love the fact that they go out of your way to make sure you save money. With 20% off their regular room rates when you stay multiple nights, and breakfast is included at Hemingway's restaurant. So book the holiday season family splash package today. And you can also join them for New Year's Eve. How about that? Book your 2025 Grand New Year's Eve package and ring in the new year overlooking the ocean on the fifth floor ballroom, where you'll enjoy a five-hour premium bar, hors d'oeuvres, a surf and turf dinner, and then nonstop dancing all night, and a champagne toast at midnight. To get all the details, just go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com, visit their website at GrandHotelCapeMay.com, or call them direct at 800-257-8550. 800-257-8550. You will love going to Cape May. You'll love being there Christmas time, and you'll love the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. And join us this Friday for a live show, 3 to 7 p.m. You do not need a ticket or a reservation. Just come to the show. You'll have a great time. I guarantee it. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.